When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
All right, welcome back to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Yesterday was a lot of different days in terms of it was a say something nice day. We went over this with Michael Blewett. It was National Pen Pal Day. It was National Olive Day, and I found that something kind of odd. Mike Blewett doesn't like olives.
I
wasn't
either.
Aware. Really?
No, I. That's you.
You are the first two people I know that don't like olives. Any kind of olives, or?
So I used to work bar backing, so I'd have to get the olives out for martinis, and the smell of the jar is one of the worst smells. I do not like olives.
Wow. Now. Okay, yeah, that's the you talk about the those particular ones that go in the martinis are the ones with the pimento, like the red pepper in the middle.
Yeah,
right. I love those. Are one of my favorites.
Not a fan,
and I kind of like martinis too. So, you know, like the bartender throw a bunch of olives in my my martini. So, you're the first two people, you Mike Blewett, that I've met that told me that they don't like olives. I'm sure there are more people. Maybe we should make a national I hate olives day. You know,
I'll be on board.
But there you go. But we mentioned at the start of the show, National Bubba Day today. Here's a really good one. National Cancer Survivors Day. So God bless everyone who has survived cancer, is fighting cancer. So National Rocky Road Day. Do you like Rocky Road?
Rocky Road ice cream.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, how about Rocky Road flavor? Rocky Road ice cream, like, you know.
Little Ben and Jerry's,
One of my cousins actually makes like, but one of my cousins actually makes a Rocky Road kind of like hard chocolate with marshmallows
in
it.
Sounds good.
Really tasty. So, we're good with that, right? And then, of course, we mentioned the all-important National Rotisserie Chicken Day. So, but you're okay with them. You just don't like the olives, right?
No olives for me. I love rotisserie
against
chicken.
Olives. Yeah. Okay. There we go. All right. So we've been going over the experts draft. I want to just switch gears, but maybe we'll stick with some NFL. But I want to talk a little over under. And since you and I are fans of teams in the NFC East, why don't we do a little over under in terms of win totals of our NFC East teams? So your Dallas Cowboys won the division last season at 10-6. Eagles finished in second, 9-7. And Redskins 7-9. And my Giants at 5-11. So we'll start with the Cowboys and take a look at their schedule, try to figure out maybe a win total for them. The over-under for them is a 9, and it's a plus 100 and minus 120. So, but the over-under total is 9. But why don't we take a look at their season schedule there, Brian? So they open up at home against the New York Giants. So what do you give them in that? Do you give them a win?
Yes.
Thanks. and then they go to Washington. Now, Washington's an interesting team this year. Yeah, on the road. First of all, who do you think is the starting quarterback week one?
It's got to be Haskins.
Yeah. Well, you don't care, but I was going to say, I thought you were, for a second, I forgot you were a Dallas fan, but do you think that the Giants would be better off if they had taken Daniel Jones?
Or Haskins?
I mean, Haskins, as opposed to, because he wanted to come, he played off as a tough guy after the Giants. Yeah.
That's all the front office. You like who you like and you don't who you don't. So if there's a reason they picked Daniel Jones at 6.
Right. Yeah, you're right. He was their guy. Kind of like an Eli clone. All right, so what do you give them on the road at Washington? These are always tough games. These two teams know each other so well. So at Washington, Dallas, win or lose?
Lose. I'm trying not to be biased here. I think they'll split. Home and home.
Okay. Yeah, I'm kind of with you that they'll probably split. But so we have them at 1-1. What do we think about them, Miami? They've got to beat Miami at home.
Easily.
Yeah. Yeah, Miami, talk about dumpster fire. My God.
Yeah.
Adam Gase left them in a bad spot. And here's a tough game at New Orleans. You got to give them a loss, no?
We did beat them last year, but that was at home. I'll give them a loss. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to stay neutral here.
Any worries about, not worries because you're not a Saints fan, but any concerns with, like I mentioned before, Drew Brees, a year older, kind of tailed off at the end of the season. There were some hints maybe there might have been an underlying injury. You think that the Saints are still, a top team, or do you think that they could take a step back here?
I think they overachieved a little bit last year. I think they'll definitely still be in the playoff race, but I think their O-line got a little banged up.
Nucleus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, still got that great nucleus with Alvin Kamara and Michael Thomas, and even with Latavius Murray backing up Kamara and just playing a little bit of somewhat of Mark Ingram's role. So we have them at 2-2, your Cowboys, and then they host the Green Bay Packers. This is going to be an interesting one.
Is it? They can't beat Aaron Rodgers to save their lives. I think they lost twice to him in the playoffs. A few years ago, Matt Flynn beat us in Dallas. I'll take it as a win, though. I think Aaron Rodgers is on the downswing now. He's banged up.
Mm-hmm. And it's a home game for them, so okay, I'll give you that one. So we have Dallas at 3-2. Then they travel to New York and take on the Jets. So Jets, interesting team, right? I mean, Sam, go ahead. I'm sorry. So
this is like a sneaky, sneaky tough game in New York. Jets right. Signed a bunch of guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. This is a good game.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting, especially if you have them beating the Green Bay. That could be like an emotional game. Maybe this Jet game might be a little bit of a letdown. But
yeah, a little look over.
Jets, Sam
got,
Donald.
Yeah, you got yeah. Right after that. You got Eagles.
Philly after that.
Philly and New York. Yeah. So,
right.
It's going to be a little.
So, what do you give them? Do you give them like a surprise loss against the Jets?
Yeah, I'll try to. I'm staying unbiased.
Okay. I like it. I like it, Brian. So we got him at 3-3, and then they're home to the Eagles.
I think they'll also split with Philly this year, home and home, so I'll give them a win here.
Okay. So we have him at 4-3, and then they have a bye, and then they play at Giants.
I think that's another win.
You think they split with the Giants?
Yeah. No, I think it's another sweep.
Sweep the season series.
Another sweep.
Yeah.
I don't.
Okay.
I don't know. Giants not good.
No. Okay.
Unfortunately for you,
they're 5-3. That's all right. we'll get another, top pick and mess it up next year too. So, after they beat the Giants in MetLife Stadium, then they go home and face the Vikings.
I think that's another
not
win.
An easy game.
I don't think Kirk Cousins, I think, is the most overrated quarterback in the NFL. I think that's a win.
I'm not a big fan myself, but, he does have, some pretty good receivers to throw the ball to. Let's see what happens in year two. No, but we'll see. But like I said, I'm kind of with you. I'm not really a big Kirk Cousins guy. Definitely overrated. But you have them winning this game. So now, dude, you have them at 6-3. And then they head up to Buffalo. I don't know if the cold is week 12 in Buffalo. Is it cold yet in Buffalo in week 12? Are we talking global warming? What are we talking about here in Buffalo? Not week 12. I might have looked at a different. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. We're up to you gave them a win against Minnesota.
We're in Detroit.
Now we're up to week 11. Yeah, we're in Detroit for week 11 at Detroit. What are we thinking?
I think that's it's his second year. I don't know. I think that's a win. I'll give him a win.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's another sneaky tough game because the week after, we're going to New England. So that's a huge game.
Right. So what do you think they do at New England for week 12?
I'll give them a loss. Tough in New England. If it's especially in Dallas, I think it's another story.
Mm-hmm. Plus, week 12 on... the Patriots, that's when they really start playing.
They start to turn it up a little bit.
Football, right? Yeah. So at New England, we give them a loss. And so we have them at 7-4.
Solid.
All right. Yep. That's nice. Yeah. It's very nice. Very solid. Take it easy. Don't get too crazy now because you got the Bills. Bills at home.
I think this is a win. But now these last four games are tough. All tough teams.
Yes. Brutal.
Very tough.
Right. So now we have them. Yeah. After they beat the Bills at home, so we have them at 8-4. Then they go to Chicago. Who knows? Could be playing in a blizzard in Chicago. Winds coming off the lake.
Yep. Not good.
What are we thinking about them at Chicago? Yeah.
Chicago's tough. I think that's a loss.
Yeah. Okay. So we got 8-5. Then they go play the Rams, but at home.
Yeah. So they played the Rams, I think, 2 years ago in Dallas. Lost. This is going to be a tough game. 425. I'll say loss. Rams are very good.
Okay. Yeah. They are very good. I do think they take a little bit of a step back. Maybe, instead of winning, would they win? Like 11? Maybe they win 10 games this year. But they'll still be very good. You're right. Very formidable opponent. Then last two games at Philadelphia.
I think Philly is a loss.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow,
then,
all of a sudden. Yeah,
three in a row.
8-7.
Yeah.
And then home to Washington.
And then I think they take Washington 9-7, hopefully wild card.
Right. Yeah. Right. Okay.
I'll take that.
Well, let's see. Let's take a look at. Yeah. Well, let's take a look at the Eagles. Let's see how many wins we could project for them. So this is Dallas, and then we'll take a look at the Eagles. Philadelphia, Washington at home.
Versus Washington. I think that's a win. Mm-hmm. If that's Haskins' first start game in the NFL in Philly, they're going to be throwing stuff at him. I think Philly takes it.
Uh-huh. Okay, so they 1-0. Then they go to Atlanta. That's a tough, tough.
That's a good game.
That's a tough game.
I think Atlanta. Yeah.
So we give them a 1-1 start. Detroit at home.
I think Detroit. No, Philly. Easy.
Yeah, me too. I agree with you on that one. Right. At Green Bay. Still early in the season.
Another tough game. You know? The Packers have a tough schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go.
Yeah.
I'll go Green Bay.
Green Bay. So Eagles start off 2-2. Then they're home to the Jets.
I think they take that.
I think they get a win out of this, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're 3-2. And then they play at Minnesota.
I still don't believe in... I don't know. What do you think?
This is going to be a tough one. And since it's on the road, I think I might give this to Minnesota.
I'll agree with that.
Despite what we said about Kirk Cousins. So now we have them at 3-3. Then you had thought that maybe they'd split the series with your Dallas Cowboys. So yep. They're on the road against Dallas. You want to give them a loss?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so they're 3-4. And then they're at Buffalo.
I think that it's still October, not that cold yet. Give them a win.
Give them a win?
Yeah.
Okay, so now they're 4-4. And now they're home to Chicago. This is going to be a really good game.
Yep.
You know, on paper.
Chicago, their defense is very good.
And then they have a bye. Yeah. So we give them a loss here. So now they're 4-5. Then they go on a bye.
It's a big game.
And they have to think about playing New England at home. Yeah.
I'll give them a win. New England on the road. Not that it's kind of late in the year, mm-hmm. but not really yet. I think Philly.
Okay, so we have them at 5-5. Then they're home to Seattle.
Seattle's not. I think Philly. Seattle's not what they used to be.
Okay, so we all right 6-5, and then we give them a win against Miami.
Yeah, they'll
right?
blow out That's the Dolphins. They'll go out the night before degree? Party and then blow them out by 40.
And the Giants is a win for
Another
them,
win,
right?
Yep.
At Washington,
lose
because because they beat them start week one, and now they're home to Dallas.
A win.
That's a win.
So what are they right now? Are they 8?
And then. I have them at 9-6.
Okay, so Giants maybe help the Cowboys out here a little bit. Week mm-hmm. 17.
So you get yeah.
I don't know.
So you give them a win against Philadelphia.
I wonder if Daniel Jones will be starting by then.
I mean,
yeah.
All right. Well, why don't we give them the Giants a win and the Eagles a loss? Let's remember that we said that the Giants are going to split the series against Philadelphia. So we have them at. Also, 9-7, along with your Cowboys.
Now we got to go into a little tiebreaker.
Yeah.
I think that's a solid.
All right. Yeah. So, we're coming up. Yeah. So, we're coming up on a commercial, but Redskins are going to be an interesting team. We'll break down the Redskins and the Giants. And before we head out. Go back to a little, maybe a little baseball talk, a little waiver wire. Take a look at some of the upcoming matchups. Just listen to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network with Joe and Brian.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Yeah, I'm bopping my head to the song, me and Sean Angle. Welcome back. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Galina, Brian Rutkowski, hanging out with you on a Sunday. Having a little fun doing a little over-under action, NFC East style. Vegas's over-under on the Eagles was 9, and Brian and I went over Eagles' schedule and had them exactly at 9. Dallas we had at 9, right?
Yep.
Okay, so Dallas we had at 9, we had also the Eagles we had at 9. So, but just let me double check here what we had in terms of an over-under for let's see what Vegas had. Vegas has Dallas at 9, and that's what we came up with when we looked at this.
No, we're talking about a little bit, then.
Yeah, maybe.
We're acting like it, at least.
Exactly, yeah. 9.5 is the over-under for the Eagles, and we had 9 wins for the Eagles. So based on what we are looking at right now, very early in the preseason, we're taking the under. So Redskins, 6.5 is the over-under total, according to Vegas, and Giants over-under is 6. So going to be a long season in MetLife Stadium, right? Under, right? Maybe, yeah. Very, very possible. Very, very possible. All right, so let's take a look at the Washington Redskins. And they open up against the Philadelphia Eagles in Philly. And we had the Phillies winning this one, right? So yeah, we give this one as a loss to the Redskins.
Yeah, they have a tough 5 games to open the year. Tough.
Yeah. Well, 4 out of the 5. Because they're at home to Dallas, which is a tough game. I think we had decided that Washington was going to split with Dallas. Okay. So since this is a home game, we'll give them a win, right? Then they play home to Chicago. And, I think Chicago is going to be just about just as good as they were last year. You mentioned tough defense. I give them, even though it's a home game, I probably give them a loss. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely a loss. Haskins, if he starts, he's going up against Eagles. Pretty good. Cowboys have a good defense, and the Bears have a very good defense, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's 3 very tough games
Welcome
to start
the
year.
Welcome to the NFL.
Yeah.
But then he plays at New York Giants. What are we thinking in terms of Giants and the Redskins? Do you think that Giants could split a series against the Redskins? I mean, both these teams have their issues. What do you think about this game?
I think I'll give it to the Giants. I'll let them get a win. They need a couple.
Thank you. All right,
charity.
So
win.
Now we have. So now we have them at 1-3, the Redskins. And then they're home to New England.
They caught New England a good time early in the year, but I still don't. I think the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
A touchdown at least.
All right. I could buy that. 1-4. So then we have at Miami. And I'm going to give Redskins a win there.
Miami
It'll
stinks.
Be 2-4. What do you think What do you think? How many games do you think Miami ends up winning?
At most 4. I bet their over under is probably 3.5. I'll look.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's see. Miami. Then they play at home against the 49ers.
I'll give them a win. I do like San Francisco, though.
All right, that's going to be a tough one, but I'll follow your lead. I'll give him a win at home. At Minnesota?
I think that's a loss.
Against the overrated Kirk Cousins? Okay.
Kirk Cousins is at home. Yeah. I think they'll get it done.
Even though it's all, yeah. All right, at Buffalo?
That's a tough game. Loss.
All right. Yeah, Buffalo, last year, they kind of had some surprise games, right? Mm-hmm. Where they beat some teams that they shouldn't have. Then they go on a bye. What were you going to say? Were you going to say something?
I think Buffalo, if Buffalo's at home, they play a lot better than on the road. They don't travel that good.
All right. Okay, so far we have the Redskins at 3-6. After their bye week, they play the Jets at home.
This is another good game. They have a tough schedule this year. I'll let the Jets win on the road. Why not?
Okay. So they're 3-7. Then they play Detroit at home. Lions.
I think that's a win.
Okay. And Carolina, I don't know what to think about Carolina this year. Yeah. Kind of like on the fence with them. Maybe like a 7-win team, maybe an 8-win team.
What's the latest on Cam Newton? Is he still out?
That's the thing. I think he had some off-season surgery, but I think it's too soon to see. I mean, if you ask the Panthers, they're going to say, yeah, he'll be fine.
Yeah.
But the fact that he had surgery and now has had multiple surgeries, you know. So I'm thinking of them as maybe a 7 or 8-win team. But what do you think about Washington at Carolina here?
I'll take Washington, assuming Cam Newton isn't playing or is just coming back and is a little rusty.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So now we have them at 5-7. And then a late season game on the frozen tundra of Green Bay.
Loss. I don't. Haskins in Lambeau. December.
Mm-hmm.
Chilly.
Yeah. Then they're home to Philadelphia. We already have them, I think, losing at Philadelphia week one. You want to give them a win here?
Yeah, we'll split. Tough division game.
Mm-hmm. And then the Giants.
So a win.
We had the Giants beating them at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, another split.
So this is a win. So now all of a sudden we have them at 7-8. And then they're against your Cowboys on the road.
I think we said they're going to split again with the Cowboys home and home. So loss.
Right. So their over under was 6.5. We have them at 7.
Seven and nine. That's so not a bad year for them. They get another good draft pick. They're going to be dangerous in a couple of years.
Mm-hmm. All right. And plus, you know, if Haskins is a starting quarterback all year, I can't complain with a 7-win, you know, off a rookie quarterback.
For sure.
All right. So, do we take a look at the Giants, or what do you think? Do we skip this one?
I mean, that's on you. If you want to go through.
No, we got to do this. Now we got to do this. We got to do this. So the over-under total, according to Vegas, is 6 for the New York Giants. And they open up against your Dallas Cowboys. And so I think we gave them a loss on this one, right?
Yep.
Giants?
Loss.
And I think you had them sweeping. The Dallas are sweeping them. But next game is home to Buffalo.
I think
they think it's weak out of
And I'll give them a win.
Win here. All right. So I could picture the little optimism on the back pages of the New York Daily News, New York Post. So they're 1-1, and then they go play a game in 95 degree heat, probably at Tampa Bay.
I think, was this last year they had a crazy game versus the Bucs? Last year was a pretty good game. I think they missed a couple field goals. I'll give the Bucs.
Right.
I'll have the Bucs winning.
Okay. All right. And then they play at home to the Redskins. I think we had them splitting, right?
I think so, yes.
The Redskins split. So we'll give the Giants a win. So, wow, they already have 2 wins already. Then they play at home to Minnesota. And I'm going to give them a loss on this one. I don't know about you.
Yeah. Back-to-back losses here.
And then, of course, they go to New England and shut out the Patriots, right?
Yeah.
Week 6? Yeah. No, we give them a loss on this one. So they open up the season 2-6. limping out of New England and playing home against the Diamondbacks. talking basically Arizona Cardinals.
I think that they should win, unless they Kyle Murray starts running all over them. I'll give them a win.
Mm-hmm. So we have all right. So we have them at 3-4. Then they go to Detroit.
In Detroit, that's a tough game. I think the Lions.
Okay. So we have them at 3-5, midway point. Then they play Dallas again. And so you're giving them a loss,
yep.
Right?
Next game is a good one.
At New York Jets? Yeah.
At what the do Jets? You think?
I think Saquon Barkley runs all over these Jets.
Okay, we'll give them a win.
At least I'm hoping. At least I'm hoping. Right. So 4-6. Then they have a bye week, and they go to Chicago to bury their sorrows and lose to the Bears.
Yep.
So that's a loss. So now I have them at 4-7. Then they play at home to Green Bay.
Loss.
A loss there. Yeah, yeah. Then they play at Philadelphia.
Loss.
Another loss. Yeah. Nine losses so far, 4-9. And then Miami. Miami's probably one of the only teams that's worse than the Giants this season.
At this point, they're probably battling for the first pick.
I give the Giants a win, but... Yeah. Yeah. It wouldn't surprise me if Miami beats the Giants, but I got to give the Giants a win here, no?
I'm fine with that.
All right. Yeah, 5-9. And then we play, the Giants go play the Redskins at Washington.
I think that's a loss.
And I think we had them split in that series.
Mm-hmm.
That's a loss. So they're 5-10. And then they play at home to the Eagles. And I think we had the Eagles sweeping the Giants.
I think so, yeah.
So now we have, So we have them at 5-11. So we take the under here. And it's basically what you said at the start of this, right?
Mm-hmm. 5-11 is a good year for that team. I don't think they're that talented, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of agree with you. It's kind of fun. Any other teams?
What did you think about the Golden Tate signing? That kind of confused me.
Yeah, it really didn't make any sense to me.
Uh-huh.
Being that Golden Tate is a slot receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like Sterling Shepard had been playing a little bit on the outside, and obviously he's going to have to move there.
Yeah.
It kind of like goes hand in hand with what's been going on with the Giants.
They're zigging and zagging.
Just a lot of stuff that just, it just doesn't make sense to me. So, I don't know. Want to pick another team? You have another question?
You can pick another team.
Take a look at another team here.
You can go another team.
All right. All right. You know, here's a team that a lot of people kind of high on this this offseason. Why don't we take a look at go to the AFC and just pick a team at random, but Chargers. I think the Chargers have a good shot to play for the AFC Championship. I don't know how you feel about the Chargers this season.
Yeah, they have a solid team. I'll go there.
Okay. All right. So let's start. They open up against the Colts.
That's a tough
at
game.
Home.
I think they'll get it done there at home.
Okay. So we give them a win. And then they go to Detroit.
I think that's another win. I don't really like Detroit.
Okay. This is a real tough one. Houston at home.
This can go either way. I might
first
just say
loss of the season?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right. And then they get a win against Miami, even though it's a road game. How about Denver at home?
That's a tough... I'll go... I was going to say San Diego. I'll go L.A. again.
Okay. So we have them at 4-1. Pittsburgh at home.
I think that's another win. They play a lot of home games early in the year. The back end of their schedule is going to be tough.
Yeah. 2 minutes. Yeah. At Tennessee.
I think that's another win. They're rejected. Yeah. I think that's another one.
All right. Six. All right. At Chicago, I think we should give them a loss.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. We're pumping their tires a little bit.
Home against Green Bay.
I think that's a win.
Home against Green Bay.
Win.
That's 7-2. At Oakland.
Loss. Upset game.
All right. 7-3. Home against KC.
This is another good game. I'll give them a win. That'll be a tough game, though.
Okay, 8-3. They have a bye week at Denver. I think we could give them a loss here.
Yeah. In Denver.
At Jacksonville.
This could be another loss. Depends how Jacksonville's playing at this point. I'll give them a loss.
All right. And then we have three more games. We're going to commercial. Minnesota at home.
Yeah.
And then Oakland at home.
Yeah.
And KC on the road.
And then loss. Win-win loss.
Win-win loss. So we have them at 10-6. Think that gets it done?
What was their total?
I'll check at the commercial.
9.5.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Not bad.
Yeah. All right. We'll close out the show. Joe and Brian. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
All right, we're back on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network with Joe Galina, Brian Rutkowski. So, on to our last segment. I'm going to be hanging out with Cam Stewart starting at 11:00, 11:00 to 2:00. We'll take a look at some of the matchups for today's action in the MLB. Also going to take a look at some, we're basically a third into the season there, Brian. And we are going to take a look at some World Series odds and, who's the favorites to win the World Series. Now, we have been talking about, Yankees in first place, 2.5 game lead over the Tampa Bay Rays. Red Sox behind at 9.5 games back. Dodgers have a nice sizable lead over the Rockies. The Astros, 8-game lead over the Texas Rangers. These teams, I mean, if you take a look at the major league standings, are there any teams that you think that are playing over their head? Or you look at the Dodgers, man, offense has been insane, and they've, you think of them as like more of a pitching team, but, I think last year they were number two in home runs, hitting a ton of home runs this year as well. You mentioned Cody Bellinger, the numbers that he's putting up. Is there any teams that really stick out to you this year as like being legit, or maybe a couple that are playing over their head?
I'm going to be a little homer here. The Yankees, they have like half their rosters on the injured list, and they're 38-19. So you get those guys back, I think they're going to sustain that. For teams overachieving, the Dodgers are 40-19. That's crazy. I don't know if they keep that up second and third half of the year.
They actually did. I mean, I see a point with the Dodgers, but they actually, they were in the World Series last year. Yeah. So, I mean, they have a good core. So, but they are playing. I don't know if they're playing over their heads, but I mean, you could see a little bit of a regression. But and that's a good point in terms of, like I said, when it comes next segment. With Cam, I don't know if it's going to be the exact first segment, but we're going to take a look at the World Series odds. So, when you're looking at, trying to figure out or put a bet on who do you think the favorite is to winning the World Series, you might want to wait. Like right now, the Minnesota Twins are a very hot team. Dodgers are hot. Yankees are hot. You might want to wait till these teams go on a losing streak before you, because these lines, they move,
And get a little better number.
Get better lines. Right. So I mean, if I had to put, who do you think in the American League? So you think the Yankees? I mean, you're not worried about, let's say, this, all these players coming back might, upset, the way that they've been playing, the chemistry that's been going on in this team?
I don't think you got to, ease them in. You can't just, start making changes left and right. Like, one guy comes back, ease them in, give them a couple days off, like Boone does. Mm-hmm. Guy hits three home runs in 3 days and he gets 2 days off. That annoys me. But yeah, you ease him in, I think we'll be okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right. It's usually Sunday nights. A lot of people work the waiver wire. You're going to be looking at the waiver wire. Let me throw some names at you.
Okay.
See if maybe they sound familiar to you. See if you're interested in them. So I'm looking at ESPN's waiver wire list, and the most added there, and I'm kind of surprised that he's only owned in just under 48% of leagues, is Derek Dietrich for the Reds. Eligible outfield, first base, second base. 17 home runs. And you know what? When it comes to home runs, I think it was Vladimir Guerrero Jr. hit the 1,120th home run for the month of May. And that broke the previous record for the most home runs in the month of May, like ever. The number was a total of 1135 in the month of May. So, Dietrich is just almost like a perfect example of a guy, taking advantage of this juiced ball, because it definitely is juiced. I don't know how you feel about it, but there was one study that took a look at the difference in number of home runs hit in a minor league Triple-A league, right? They started using the Major League Baseballs, and their numbers just shot up. So, So
the laces are a little tightly worn.
So Derek Dietrich. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. And do you think that baseball does it on purpose?
I think, definitely. I think more home runs the better for people to watch, or at least they think so.
All right. I mean, do you think baseball's in trouble?
It's a long game. Like, they're trying to speed it up, but if you speed it up too much, it messes up the pitcher's rhythm, hitter's rhythm. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. If you like baseball, you're going to watch it. If you're not, you're not. I don't think you can sway that many people.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right. Like I said, Derek Dietrich, 29% increase in ownership. We talked about Hunter Pence before.
Mm-hmm.
A little under 26% increase in ownership. David Fletcher, Los Angeles Angels. Now, he's a guy that's kind of like under the radar, but having a nice season. Batting, his OBP is 365, four home runs, 21 runs batted in, four steals. He's ownership increased by 22%. Max Kepler, now he's owned all over the place, but he's been picked up a lot. And Austin Riley, that you know of, because you own him. So there's a couple of pitchers here. I want to Devin Smelter, pull up his numbers. I think he's actually pitching today. And, you know, we're always looking for pitchers. I mean, because when you look at the starting pitchers this year, it's been very, very uneven. You know, some of the stars, we mentioned DeGrom, we mentioned Syndergaard having uneven years. Even Chris Sale, who the Yankees beat last night, right? Mm-hmm. He's been having his issues. But you look at, you know, we talk about the Twins, and you look at Devin Smeltzer's first start this week, 6 innings pitched, no walks, 7 strikeouts. The no walks is impressive there. When a young pitcher has shows him some good control, that's very, very important, right?
Less walks, the better.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And so when you look at his minor league numbers, strikeouts per nine for his minor league career are 9. So it's 9 strikeouts per 9 innings. And his walk total, like I said, he gave up 0 in his first start in the major leagues. But that's been his calling card, even in his minor league career, just 2 strikeouts per 9. So keep an eye out for Mr. Devin Smeltzer, a name that you probably haven't heard, right?
No idea.
Yeah, that's good. So these are the guys that you need there, Brian.
Yeah. No,
Guys that nobody has an idea about.
I'm looking at them right now. I'm listening.
Yeah, yeah. Zach Plesac for the Indians. Right. If you look at his minor league totals, let's take a look at his, because he's a guy that maybe I'm thinking about picking him up in a league. Another guy, good control pitcher for his minor league career, 2.99 ERA, 1.075 WHIP, strikeouts per 9, 8.5, and just 2.1 walks per 9. So Indians, like we talked about, they need some help, you know, and their one strength, which was starting pitching. I mean, with Clevinger out and Kluber out, 2 big cogs missing. And that just shows you, kind of explains why they're so far behind the Twins so far, right? 10.5 games.
I looked up, I'm looking up Zach Plesac right now. The second story is Zach Plesac could accelerate trade of Trevor Bauer. Would you want the Yankees to trade for Trevor Bauer?
Mm-hmm. If you would have asked me that a couple of months ago, I would have, mm-hmm. you know, in a heartbeat, I would have done it. And I own him in a league, and just, you know, I don't know what his story is. I mean, I like him, but let's take a look at his game log. I mean, it seems every time I look at this guy, he's having issues. So let's take a look.
It depends what they want for him.
Mm-hmm. So let's see. His last start, pitched 7 innings, gave up 2 runs, 8 Ks. But let's take a look, because his ERA, let's take a look at his last 7 starts, right? Cumulative, the last 7 starts, 5.65 ERA. 51 Ks in 43 innings. You know,
not bad.
Not really getting much. Yeah, not getting much run support there. But the mm-hmm. ERA is up there over his past 7 starts. I don't think he's done by any measures. I mean, he was a guy that a lot of people kind of expected to contend for a Cy Young. And look, we still have 2/3 of the season left to go. But let's take a look. He gave up 4 runs in 7 innings against the Marlins. Right. And then he gave up 7 runs against the White Sox, pitched 7 shutout innings against Oakland, 7 runs against the Orioles. And, you know, the Orioles stink, but look, you know, sometimes their offense is under, you know,
they have some hitters.
Don't give their offense enough. Yeah. Trey Mancini. He's a Paisan.
So it sounds like he streaks. He has a couple good starts, and then he gets shelled.
Mm-hmm. So what? So you would take him? It depends on what we'd have to give up for him?
It depends what we have to give up for him. But if we're in need, if CC keeps getting hurt mm-hmm. and Sev's not coming back for a while, I think we'd have to look at someone at the deadline.
Yeah. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if we don't see Sev at all, personally.
I just, when he comes back, he just needs to be 100%. I don't need him getting hurt again and then doing the whole Mets Harvey thing.
Right. Right, I agree with you. All right, any other names here off the waiver wire that you're looking at? How about Harold Ramirez for Marlins? I mean, we don't really – I think we're trained really to kind of like avoid players off of bad teams. Mm-hmm. But this guy actually, you know, he has shown that he could hit. His lifetime minor league numbers in the minor league combined with his farm league service, 309, has a little bit of speed. Heading into last night's action, was batting 389. Another guy to look at, Brian Reynolds off the Pirates. Last 17 games, 4 home runs, 13 runs batted in, batting 379. Hey, Will Smith, not the guy
the actor.
You know, from that show. It's that... Yeah, not the actor, not the Fresh Prince guy. Catcher for the Dodgers, hit a game-winning home run for his first home run in his major league career. And, you know, he's one of the top prospects. But I guess the issue with him is that we're just not 100% sure that he's going to be getting at-bats after Austin Barnes comes back, because that's why they called him up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They called him up to kind of replace Sam, so... we'll see. But hey, I was talking to take a look at some of the action coming up today. David Price, it's almost like you want to stack the Yankees against him, right? His Yankee Stadium, since he's been a Red Sox, 0-6, 9.79 ERA.
I love it.
Right? But yeah. Did have a good start last time out, not against the Yankees, but pitched against the Indians, 6 shutout innings against them. CeCe going against the Red Sox today. Julio Teheran pitching today against the Tigers. 0.9 ERA in 5 starts in the month of May. Hitters were batting just 128 against him there, Brian. So he's a guy to mention. The guy I mentioned, Zach Plesac, up against the White Sox today. Good matchup against them. He had given up just 1 run in 5 1/3 innings pitch against the Red Sox in his big league debut. Let's see if there are any other good. Gary Sanchez, man. We have to check in the next show. We're going to be checking as the lineups get announced. But Gary Sanchez against David Price. 6-for-13, 5 of those 6 hits lifetime were home runs. 462 batting average. So
let's hope Boone doesn't sit him.
And even let's say, yeah, well, maybe maybe he'll sit him as a catcher. Let me see if the lineup is out. But
throw him in at DH.
Put him in as a DH. Yep. I mean, yeah, I gotta say, I kind of, you know, was, I didn't give him enough. I wasn't in on the lineup yet because it's a 7 o'clock game. So it's going to be the ESPN game. So, but were you kind of surprised that the nice bounce back that he's had?
Yeah, I'm glad. Well, I think he was playing hurt a little bit last year when he came back and he was struggling. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good bounce back here, though.
Mm-hmm. Right. I tell you, I kind of avoided him. I still think that eventually he's going to be a DH, but a damn good DH. So,
yeah.
Sonny Gray pitching. Remember Sonny Gray pitching today for
yes.
the Reds? Yeah, yeah. He's actually doing pretty well now. 2-0, 2.12 ERA in his last 3 starts. But if you're looking for somebody in DFS, Juan Soto for the Nationals against Sonny Gray. First of all, he's been hot. 25-53, 4 home runs, 14 RBI, and as it was 3-for-4 with a home run versus Sonny Gray in his last outing. Adam Eaton for the Nationals has had some good success against Gray, 6-for-14, 429 lifetime batting average against Sonny Gray. Hey, Brian, it's been great working with you today.
Very fun.
Enjoy the rest of your day. Doing anything exciting?
Calling all drivers. What a career that will. Not sure. Probably go to sleep. I'm running on a couple hours sleep.
Right. On fumes?
Yeah.
All right. Well, hopefully we get to work. Hopefully we get to work again, together again. Been fun. Thanks for everyone for listening. I'll be joining Cam Stewart at the top of the hour. Thanks to Sean Engel, producing our show, keeping us flying straight as always. Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.